Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
Throwing you a change up this week. It's Matt Morse here hosting this episode of the Peak Performance Podcast. And I'm joined by Inner Circle member and high school football baseball coach, Ed Padalecki. Great to have you here today, Ed.
Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor.
Awesome. If you would, tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today as a successful high school baseball football coach here in the state of Texas.
Well, I guess it started shy of my 30th birthday. I was at a point in life where I was living in San Antonio. I had a financial firm, wealth management firm, and I was doing the Wall Street thing for most of my 20s, and I got to a point to where I was evaluating my life, and I liked what I did, but I didn't love what I did. I was always passionate about sports, and I looked back on my life and who had the biggest impact on me growing up, and that was my teachers and coaches. And so I was able to transition out of my practice and became a coach and a teacher. Started off in southeast Texas, south of Victoria, a small little rural school. Did everything, football, baseball, track. Taught five different classes, and then from there I moved up to the Metroplex, and I was with in the Eagle Mountain Saginaw District, and spent a couple years there. And then for family reasons, I moved back down to Central Texas to Hutto High School, home of the Hippos, and coached football, baseball, taught junior U.S. history. And then I came back up to the Metroplex for my wife, or now wife of going on 2 years. And she can check me on that fact. Sometimes I miss that. I'm a guy. So I moved up here to Metroplex. I became the head baseball coach and defensive coordinator at a small school just west of Fort Worth, Millsap High School. Spent a year there and got to the point to where I was driving an hour to work. I needed to reevaluate things. And my name was brought up for Terrell High School, which is on the opposite side of the Metroplex. And I figured, well, if I'm going to drive an hour to work, I might want to do that on my own choice. And so I moved to Terrell, was the head baseball coach there for this past year. But again, an hour commute. And my wife and I had a baby girl over the summer. And so I needed to reevaluate things, look at what I wanted to do versus what I needed to do. And stepping down as a head baseball coach and becoming an assistant for a few years to come is what I needed to do. And so Coach Danny Wallace over at Flower Mound High School graciously gave me the job at Flower Mound. And so there I'm there coaching football and coaching baseball, coaching football with Coach Brian Basil, who's there for his first year as well. And big mental game guys that love to build championship culture.
Awesome. Congratulations on the baby. I'm sure that's added a nice dynamic to the family.
It has. It's been a roller coaster, as those of you that know that have babies. It's been fun.
Awesome. So your journey as a coach from Wall Street to coaching obviously started in the state of Texas and has stayed in the state. Where along that journey did you meet up with Brian Kane?
You know, I'd been on the acceptance continuum regarding the mental game and the mental aspect. Took sports psychology classes in college. Always seemed to interest me, but it wasn't until I got to Millsap High School and it was really based on a conversation that I had with a friend of mine in passing at a grocery store, and he was complaining about how his baseball team had always committed mental errors. And I said, you know, mental errors in my mind at some point in time, okay, let's fix those. It can only be an excuse for so long. And so when you tell a kid, hey, take mental reps, work on your mental imagery, that's one thing, but you got to teach the kid how to. And that's why I reached out to Brian. I needed to learn the how to.
So you reached out to Brian to work. Did he come work with your team, or was that a one-on-one thing?
It was. It was a mixture. I first sat down with Brian at his house, did a little half day one-on-one, and then took the information, started implementing it with my team at Millsap, and then I took the team out to a TCU Texas game, and Brian sat with us for about 6 innings, talked us through the mental game with that the TCU players were using, the routines, pointed out the game within the game, and turned the light bulb on for a lot of my players, and they were able to see the game in a different light and slow the game down and really work on things that'll help them become better baseball players.
Awesome. What are the biggest challenges you face coaching multiple sports in high school?
The biggest challenge is having your daily routine down as a coach. Time is in demand on a daily basis, and you're pulled in multiple different ways, not only coaching your two sports, but also the teaching aspect. So you need to have your 168 pretty tight in terms of what you need to do on a daily basis and where you need to be. And that's pretty much – that's the biggest challenge, I believe.
When did you start your 168 plan?
I started my 168 last year. I was pretty rigorous and on point with it. And then on July 18th, when the little baby girl comes into your life, that changes little things about your routine, because sometimes you can't dictate what the baby wants to do. But for the most part, you go with the flow. You have to widen your chunks throughout the day, or especially overnight. And then you just have a general concept of what you want to do. But, you know, I brought that concept into the classroom. I teach high school economics. And if time is our most important asset, I want to do relay to the students I teach that they need to dominate their 168 throughout the week.
Sure. I saw several of the 168 plans posted in the Facebook group for the Inner Circle, and obviously you've contributed well to that so far. What's the biggest benefits that you've seen since you joined Brian's Inner Circle?
The Inner Circle, it's the networking aspect. When you have a question, you know, you're not limited to the circle of influence that you have locally. You can, you know, you're broadening your network to the United States, if not internationally, because we have coaches involved that are international coaches based in the UK and Europe, Australia, I believe, that coach baseball. And so, you know, being on the Inner Circle group, you can post a question. Maybe it's philosophical or base game strategy, practice organization, and you get immediate responses, and it's great having that network to rely on.
What do you think of the monthly audios and newsletters in there? Is there a time that you block out in your 168 that you listen to that or that you read that each month?
Took a page from Brian, and you know, on my commutes right now, I have a 30-minute commute. In the past, it was now over an hour. So I created the Automobile University, and instead of sitting there complaining about being stuck in traffic, I took advantage of it, and I pop in the Inner Circle audios that Brian releases at the first of every month, and as well as podcasts and audiobooks.
I gotta bring this one up too. I saw Brian recently nominated you as the Inner Circle Moment of the Year. Can you elaborate on how that came to be?
That took me by surprise that I was nominated for that, because it was one of those things that came about. Coach Jeff Johnson at Mesquite Poteet, we were about to play them when I was at Terrell, and he approached me with that. He had a senior manager that had been with him for all 4 years of his high school career. This particular senior is wheelchair bound, and he wanted to do something special for him, and it was actually a no-brainer for me. I didn't even have to hesitate in doing what he wanted to do. He wanted to intentionally walk one of his players and put the young man on first base. During the young man's leadoff, we needed to, you know, try to pick him off, and we intentionally threw it away and then created a little circus about it and threw the ball around and allowed the young man to score. But what was interesting is those that were in attendance to that game, they released the senior moments of each player before the game. And the highlight of this young man's career up until that point was just being able to run the bases at practice, or so to speak. And so in my mind, I was like, wow, you know, we're about to blow this kid's mind by allowing him to come into the game and allow him to score. And the best part of it is that, you know, those of you that did see the video, that I guess it went viral. I guess that's what you call it. If you have over a million hits, it goes viral, and when news stations are calling you, asking your opinion about it. You know, my players cheered when that young man scored, and that was something that I wanted to impart to them, because one of our core values was being selfless, and I think that exhibited being selfless to them in real life.
Yeah, that's awesome. For the listeners that have not seen that yet, where can they find that? I know the media, several media stations picked that up. Do you know where they can see that online?
It might still be on YouTube. I think if they just type in Mesquite Poteet manager scores, it should come up. If I'm not mistaken, and I think it's on MLB.com in one of the highlights of the year. And then ESPN might have heard about it. I know it was on CBS News, et cetera. I imagine if they can Google it, they can see it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a tremendous moment. For the listeners that are considering joining the Inner Circle, what's one piece of advice that you would have for them?
The piece of advice is be engaged. It's not about what you can get from the Inner Circle, but what you bring to the table. And even if you don't think you can bring anything to the table, you can. Just little tidbits of what you're doing in your program within any sport helps show coaches that they can make little adjustments as well. Because we, at the end of the day, we don't know what we don't know.
Awesome. What's one strategy you use in your life? Maybe it's from the Inner Circle, maybe from outside, that helps you to continue to sharpen your axe as a coach, as a father, as a husband, to keep getting better.
I think it's that comes down to, if you want more, you need to become more. And that's, you know, if you want your program to grow, you as a coach needs to commit to growing holistically in all areas of your life.
What brings you the most joy or satisfaction in the lifestyle and the mission that you're on as a coach?
Seeing the players I coach changing, growing into young men, both on and off the field. It's an intrinsic reward when they come back to you years later and they want to have lunch with you or come to your town to have dinner with you. That speaks volumes as to the seeds that you plant on a daily basis that you don't see come to fruition until years later when you're reminded of, oh yeah, that little chucklehead that I coached, he actually was paying attention, and to see the young man that they or young men that they do become.
Awesome. Speaking of planting seeds, if you could open the mind of the listener of this podcast and plant a seed in their mind from your experience and from all of the wins that you've had, the losses that you've had, the teams that you've coached, what would that one piece of advice be for the listeners?
Stay the course. Remain patient in what you do and the goals that you want to achieve. Don't try to speed things up, because within due time, they will come about. You just need to press towards the goals that you have for yourself in life.
Awesome. Before we conclude here, I want to put you on the hot seat for a couple minutes, where I'm going to give you a phrase and want you to just come back with the first thing that comes to your mind.
All right, so let's give it a shot.
The best book you've read?
The Radical Leap.
The best advice you've ever received?
If you want more, you need to become more.
Your mentor?
Brian Kane.
Your favorite hobby?
Ooh, baseball. My family, if my wife's listening.
Your favorite app?
My favorite app? Wow, I'm not really a big social media guy, although, you know, it's a necessity, I guess, in life. My YouVersion Bible.
If you're not a big social media guy, the next one is, what's your favorite social media network?
Well, you know, I guess I'm not, in terms of posting, I don't post a lot, but, you know, I do the big three or big two, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
And lastly, your favorite podcast?
Favorite podcast? Oh, there's several. They're all a tie. The one I'm on right now, which I appreciate and feel honored to be on, love The Mind Side. And then also my wife started a podcast where she reaches out to coaches' wives, to help support them, encourage them. And that's called Married to the Game. podcast. You can find that. This is a shameless plug on any of the iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite Android podcast search engine.
Awesome. Coach, for the listeners that want to pick your brain a little more, follow you on those social media networks, where can they find you?
Twitter's the easiest one. I believe my Twitter handle is at CoachP35. And then I think I'm under Ed Padalecki. You need to look at how it's spelled on this podcast, P-A-D-A-L-E-C-K-I, on Facebook.
Awesome. Any last thoughts that you'd like to add for the audience and the listeners that are coaching different sports around the country?
Inner Circle is a great resource. Anything Brian Kane does is a great resource. The live events that happen around the country are great resources, as well as whoever Brian networks with. Your network is a great resource, and continue to stay the course, continue to grow as a coach in all areas of your life.
Speaking of that live event, you were obviously there in attendance. What did you think of the live event? Maybe what's one thing that you've done differently since attending?
Well, the live event was great in terms of you were able to be face-to-face with other caniacs, so to speak, mental game, believers in the mental game, because that's few and far between, but it is a necessity, because as your athletes grow, your talent level increases, and then every level they're at, everybody else's talent is the same, and what separates your athlete from going to the next level would be the mental game. And being able to just talk with other coaches that are big believers in the mental game, and also the manual that came out. I've used that with my players, and not only my players, but in the classroom as well.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today, Coach. Appreciate you joining us.
You bet, Matt. Thank you.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Potential Apparel. Potential Apparel is on a mission to inspire athletes to reach their true potential. If you're serious about reaching yours, then you have to go check them out. They make awesome clothing for dedicated and committed athletes. I'm a huge supporter of what they're doing, and that's why I wear their clothing with pride. Make a statement and join the movement today at potentialapparel.com. Be sure you use promo code Brian Kane with a space between Brian and Kane for 15% off on your first order. Dominate the day with Potential Apparel.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankane.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area, so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
This is a production of Corn Belt Sports. The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network.